got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Bit of an interesting one that I just thought I'd quickly talk about. So today I got a notification on my phone. I knew it was today that 6 years ago my wife and I were on a Facebook relationship. So it was like 6 years ago.
Oh, yes, because something that a lot of people wouldn't know about, Tim, is that your wife and then I guess you guys were just starting to date each other for a few months.
Yeah,
and she asked you to be her boyfriend on Valentine's Day and you said no because you didn't want your anniversary to be Valentine's Day.
And then gradually, as we've seen, like 3 or 4 days later, it happened.
You agreed.
Yeah. And so 6 years of since I guess she was my girlfriend, then fiance, now wife. But so like obviously that's very exciting and we'll celebrate that tonight when I get home.
Very nice.
But also like now because I proposed to her. So we have the we have the engagement date. We have the day of the wedding. Like we're coming up on our second.
Don't forget the day you met.
Yeah. And I know that. So here's my list. Right. So I've got. We met on October 28th.
Wow. I can't believe you remember all these dates. Go on.
Oh, I'll tell you why in a moment. So we met on October 28th.
Yeah.
Our first kiss was, I believe, November 20th.
Oh, wow.
Played
the long game.
Yeah. I deemed our relationship to start on December 5th.
Yep.
When we went and saw, like, Amy Shark show, like, many of the... Then we have February 17th, which is Facebook relationship. Yeah. We have the engagement date, which was the 29th of December.
Uh-huh.
And we have our wedding day, which was the 23rd of March.
Stunning.
I have 7 anniversaries.
You do.
I thought as you progress, like obviously there's one where you like you meet and your first kiss and you can't change that because that's happened and when you become partners.
Yeah.
Because, and then, but once you get engaged, you put the when we became boyfriend, girlfriend down.
Nah. Poof. No,
and then when you get married, you put the engagement that's down as well.
No, you got to celebrate all of them. 100% you do.
It's not about not celebrating them. It's about I don't think they all deserve equal seats at the table.
I think you've just made the terrible mistake of not putting them all in one day. Like, why didn't
I'm sorry I didn't plan
that you
6 years ago
no,
to
I'm, all
do
I'm,
it.
All I'm saying is you could have had your wedding day on the day that you got together or the day that you, like, merged
a
couple of
them. Because of COVID, I could have had my wedding day on the moon in 7 years. So I don't want to talk about when my wedding day could have been. But it's...
Akshay and I only, my partner, we only celebrate the day that we met.
Yeah.
I'm sure... 24th of August.
Yeah,
that's the only day that we have.
But if you guys ever get engaged, I'm sure that'll be a celebration because it'll most likely you'll be engaged for a year. And then when you get married, this is what I'm saying. So I don't think first...
Yeah, but like we don't celebrate the day when he, like I pathetically said, are you my boyfriend? Like that's not a day that we celebrate.
Well, that's on you. That's your choice. Because do you think will you be my boyfriend deserves to be the same meal as we're married?
Nah.
And
I don't think Facebook official deserves that platform either. I would argue.
I'll cancel the dinner plan.
I would argue that even your engagement date shouldn't be at the same level as your wedding date.
I was more bold on my engagement day than anything I did on my wedding day. I got there at 2. I had a sleep in and I went to bed at 11:30. I was not bold, brave or outcoming. I cut my knee when I proposed.
Yeah.
And I also almost pushed her down a rock, you know. Those are days with memories.
On your wedding day, you had a nice haircut.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out at the dinner party. Mm. Like, so tonight, Facebook official, you think that's down the end, the kids... Kids end.
Yeah,
all
right.
Fantastic. Good to know.
Not worth a gift, that's all for right. sure.
I won't even say hello when I get home tonight. You're right, Jess. You're always right.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Rounding off a week of news, Jess. There's always so much of it going on,
isn't
there?
It's hard to keep up, but let's see if we've been paying attention.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yes, our favourite human alive, Ben Rogers from Workdays.
Wow. Upgraded from colleague yesterday to favourite human alive. Congrats, Ben.
He's stumbled on into the studio this afternoon to bring us three stories. He's going to leave out some key elements and we are going to fill in the blanks.
We are.
And we'll start things off with the US version of The Masked Singer. They've had, quote, their greatest reveal ever in a recent episode of the show. Who was unmasked as the gnome?
I mean, no. It can't be as good as the South Korean version when it was Ryan Reynolds. But
I don't know. They unmasked like Kermit the Frog once, didn't they?
You can't,
oh, really?
Yeah.
A puppet can't be in a puppet.
Kermit the Frog was unmasked.
Barack Obama?
No, not Barack Obama.
Donald Trump.
Very political.
Tony, Emmy and Grammy Award-winning Hollywood legend Dick Van Dyke.
Really?
He sang Frank Sinatra's When You're Smiling.
That's
on the show.
Nice.
That's so cool.
Bit Mary Poppins about it, isn't it?
Cause when you're smiling.
Oh, my God.
The whole world smiles with you.
A children's TV character is set to make a comeback real soon, and the new makeover of said character has been dubbed horrifying by many. Who's making a comeback?
Horrifying.
Barney.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's my bad Barney.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
Have you seen the documentary trailer for, but like, I love you, you
hate me?
Oh, no.
About Barney and the story of the person that created Barney, the actor who played Barney in the dinosaur suit.
Yeah.
Mate. It is.
Apparently,
it's not
was
for
like
kids.
Was like getting death threats and stuff. Like there was this whole thing going on behind the scenes.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys actually seen the new version of Barney?
I don't think it's as creepy. It's just new.
Oh,
that's it. There.
This is like when they made the bananas in pajamas into cartoons. Like ruined it.
But it's a 3D animation rendering of a dinosaur. It's not that.
It looks more like a dinosaur than the original Barney, though.
Yeah.
I will say that.
And finally, a team at the University of Toronto have created a new algorithm to organize telescope data with less interference, which has led to what findings?
Aliens?
I feel like we'd know, mate.
Yeah,
I feel like
that'd be. You're right. I got too excited.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear the discovery of aliens this week in the news. Shivers.
More
Benny.
Planets.
Yeah, more Earth-like planets in the Goldilocks zone.
I'll put you out of your misery. It's found 8 new radio signals from 5 different stars, which could possibly lead to the evidence of aliens.
Aliens.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
I was right.
You're hearing what you want to hear. I'm hearing what I still don't understand. But what a week of news. Thank you very much, Benny.
No worries. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
You might know a sleepwalker in your life, or maybe you are one. I understand it's out of your control. But it's terrifying to be around.
Apparently, I haven't been sleepwalking, but my boyfriend keeps talking about me being a sleep exorcist. Like, I've just been, like, waking up in the middle of the night, and I'm not waking up because I don't remember any of this. Right. And I shake like a full exorcist and then just go back to sleep. And he's just left awake, like, what's going on?
And no doctor, no thought to be like, oh, hey.
Oh, I'm sure I'm
triple
fine.
Zero. Okay, sure. I might call a doctor, though. But Jess, you know my best mate, Nick.
Yes.
He, like, since primary school, through and through, he's the best. I hate when he sleeps over, though, because he sleepwalks every now and then.
It's pressure. It's stress.
And he lived with us for a couple of months, and the worst time of his sleepwalking was, like, you know how built-in cupboards, like, you can have those full floor-to-ceiling-high mirrors where, like, the mirrors and the things
they slide.
He took the whole thing off.
Just propped it again.
Put it against the wall and went back to bed. Other times I've walked, like when we went overseas, I've got up and he's just standing in the corner.
Oh, travelling with him would have been interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And then he called me yesterday and said, you wouldn't believe it. It's happened again. And he's seeing someone for the first time in a while. So he's been very hesitant to be like, well, don't come and stay over.
Oh,
and she's
geez.
Like, why not? And he's like, not because I don't have feelings for you. It's I'm worried that I'm going to pick you up in my sleep and throw you against the wall. And what he did, and she caught him, is he took, like, you know how you get, like, big family portraits in, like, a frame?
Yeah.
He's got one of, like, his whole family. Like, massive. Like, wow. Big, similar size to, like, half of a television.
Yeah.
He took it off, put it in the washing basket, pressed the button on the washing machine, just, like, just boop, went back to bed.
Why?
Just sleepwalking.
That's weird.
It's so weird. It's so, so weird, Jess. That's why on 52232955, want to hear some fellow sleepwalkers, or maybe you live with a sleepwalker. We've had Susan from Mount Dunedin. Susan, are you the sleepwalker?
This one was about one of my sons
okay.
when he was about 3 or 4 years old. I used to live in a house where my bedroom was at the front of the house, but his was at the back. And I woke one night to the front door opening. And he had gone right through the house, out the front door to the side fence where my window of my bedroom was, and he was climbing it to get into my bedroom window to me.
Susan!
I don't know if you've seen the new show on Binge, The Last of Us, but that's very similar to what the zombies do in that. That's pretty unsettling.
That would have been so scary to wake up to.
Mm.
The scarier thing was, is am I going to go to sleep and my son's going to keep walking?
Yeah.
Gotta go. And I don't know if it's just like a rumor or an old wives' tale, but you don't wake a sleepwalker.
Yeah. Did you wake him, Susan, or just gently guide him back to bed?
No, I guided him to my bed.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrifying, Susan. We appreciate your call. Okay.
Not a problem.
We've had Lloyd from Armstrong Creek give us a call. Lloyd, your brother-in-law is the sleepwalker. Is that right?
Yeah, so not long after I moved in with my partner about 10 years ago, we were wondering what this commotion was in the middle of the night. And 12-year-old brother-in-law was having some quite the good dream, by the sounds of it, because he was talking a lot, talking about wanting to beat up this kid, apparently. And then next thing you know, you see him get up and mouthing off to this kid in his sleep, and then next thing you know, he starts breaking out the Michael Jackson moon wall. And then does the whole hee-hee part and then smacks his head on the bloody door pillar, knocks himself out cold. We're like, Connor, you all right? Didn't say nothing. And he's like, oh, I'm just going back to bed. I'm like, okay.
You would have thought he was joking.
Very random, right?
Like, surely...
Oh, this is a real story.
That's...
We wish we had it on video, but video didn't exist 10 years ago on our mobile Nokia
6111.
Lloyd, that is almost, it seems like you made it up, but I know it's not, but that's how funny it is. So he slept walk into the moonwalk, he heed his head.
And then knocked himself out.
Knocked himself out.
Brilliant.
Oh, no. Lloyd, and anyone that ever calls up after you is unfortunately never going to meet the standards that you've set.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Turns out, checking your smartphone could be causing your brain to be dumber.
Okay. Well, that wasn't a real sentence, but maybe that's a good example. And just a bit of behind the scenes, we have like a run sheet of how the show works and what's coming up. And yesterday, I thought it was intentional because it just had my phone is making me dumb, but it read my phone is Mackie-in me dumb.
It.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit of fun. But yeah, so why are our smartphones making us all dumb, Jess?
A new research has been published by the British Journal of Psychology.
British.
And it shows that smartphone checking can cause more cognitive failures. So essentially, things like short-term memory and trying to speak good England is really difficult.
I hate when I'm trying to speak good England and the brain don't do the thing, you know? Doesn't do the process.
So basically our phones have trained our brains to look for the next big thing, right? The next best thing. Like we're constantly trying to check, am I going to get a notification? Our brain is constantly going a mile a minute.
Is it? It sounds hectic.
Yeah. And that is making us lose skills that we had before.
Like speaking.
Tim, I think this is happening to me.
It happened. Past tense.
I think that TikTok and Netflix on my phone and messages and Facebook have ruined my brain.
Okay, boomer, get it out there.
No, according to this journal,
it's
true.
You're just looking for someone to blame.
I don't want to blame me.
I know
it's
you and I live a very cutthroat lifestyle of never make a mistake. and obviously we don't live that to its fullest, but we're allowed to forget things and, you know, misspeak and all
the
those
things. The smarter
that
phones get, the dumber that we become.
Are you trying to put on all these little fumbles right now, or is this... I'm confused. Are you maybe, living the study?
Maybe you're just noticing it for the first time, Tim. Oh. They found out that not only does it like cause these cognitive problems, obviously we get a bit of eye strain, neck problems, potential to cause like accidents and stuff because we're not thinking and we're looking, we're focused too much on our screens.
Can I share the toddler theory that I have with you?
Yeah.
Like literally if we're walking around a corner and there'll be like a little divot, I know you're already looking at your phone, so I'll say, Jess, corner. And you go, thanks, Timmy. And you take a wide berth.
You do.
And it happens very, very frequently.
People in this
you're
office.
Like a toddler in the city.
They often say to you like, Tim, why do you talk down to Jess? And you're like, I'm just trying to help her live.
You bring a toddler to work and have to work with her for 7+ hours.
All I'm saying is if you want to start, you know, making yourself smarter and putting more of your memories back in your brain.
Yep, these are all normal sentences to say.
Stop using your phone much.
Can't wait for you to forget about this in literally 30 seconds.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Today's a big day. I'm finally moving in with my partner, Akshay. It's been a long time of doing long distance, a lot longer than we had hoped for, but COVID came in and had other things to say.
You play the cards that you were dealt.
Yeah, and so I'm very excited. I had a bit of a teary this morning because it's a big moment, right, for us to move in together and I just don't want to mess it up. So I thought, let me ask some well-seasoned people across Geelong and the Surf Coast some advice, the do's and don'ts of moving in with my partner for the first time.
Yeah. Just before we get to some calls, I would just say make sure, like when you're bringing things into the house, like you're not just being like, we'll throw all your stuff away because mine's better.
It's too late for that.
Hey, mate, dig your own grave. Tamekin in Orlane has given us a call. Tamekin, what are some do's and don'ts for Jess today? She moves in with her boyfriend.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah,
I mean,
bad,
I think I'm going a little bit better than Jess because
I'm freaking out, Tamekin. I just don't want to make a mistake.
You never, you can only ever trust your heart, and what your heart is telling you is the best thing to listen to. If you want to move in with him, move in with him, okay? I've been with my partner for about 12 years this year, and what I can tell you is that always make time for each other. Aww. Even if you are really, really, really annoyed with each other, always make time for him and you. And don't go to bed cranky at each other, and always say, I love you at the end of the night, even in bed before you go to sleep.
Tamekin, that's so lovely.
And you've got to remember as well, because I know you were just saying before the song that you were like, oh, but we don't have our own spaces anymore. You'll find your little private spaces in the house. You'll be like, well, I'm going to go sit in the laundry and just think about what I said accidentally.
Do you often sit in the laundry?
That's my go-to.
Yeah, fair enough.
Pretend I'm doing washing. That's how you do it. But Tamekin, do you think there's something, like can you remember back to the day when you moved in with your partner, there's one thing you wish you could redo if you had your time again?
Not do long distance. To be honest, I'm from Queensland and he's from Victoria, so we did long distance for a couple of years and then, we didn't have to do that. It would be perfect.
All right, so we'll all just,
go back in time, Tim.
Back in time, get the time machine to make in. No, we appreciate the advice. I'm sure Jess is going to use it very wisely. So, Jess, have you got anything, like what's the thing that is, like, the first, like, make the bed, put the cutlery in the cutlery drawer? Like, is that kind of where you're at?
Oh, no, we have a spa in the new house and so the first thing will be getting in the spa.
Nah, you're grown-ups. You'll figure it out.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.